No Experts Allowed is back.
I can't believe it, Seth. Can you? We are back, baby.
I'm so excited. And it's going to look a little different, but it's going to be the same two hosts and the Bible you know and love.
That's what people come back for, is the Bible and us.
I think so.
I would hope so, too. I am really excited to really engage in some of the work that we did before around thinking about how these texts can be really relevant for us, but doing it in a way that helps us walk through texts that are provided to us from the lectionary and start thinking about them ourselves, not in a way that requires any special knowledge or technical skills, but just ways that help us engage a little bit more deeply with this book that we find to be so special to us and so meaningful. So Seth, what can people expect our episodes to look like from here?
Similar to our old episodes, we're still following the lectionary. We're going to talk each week about all the appointed texts, just a little snippet about each one. Maybe what connects them, what themes do we see throughout? And then we're going to ask just some general questions about all of them, maybe about the gospel reading. But we're going to ask, you know, why does this matter? What does it look like for this to be relevant to our lives? Like you were saying, you know, what questions might a kid ask about this? What questions might our neighbor ask? And then at the end, we're going to end like we always have with a prayer based on the lectionary readings for that week.
Yes, and of course, we're also going to start the way we always start, with classic questions about what we would do in these particular situations.
Oh, how did I forget? I just thought that was a given.
Yeah, obviously. No harm done. You know, when we were talking about bringing the podcast back, we were thinking about all that's happened since we last released episodes around Easter in 2023. We've both gone through a lot of significant things, notably some significant losses. Seth's uncle passed away at the end of this year. My dad, who is one of our most faithful listeners, passed away last summer. And we thought that this would be a great way to continue to honor them and honor our passion for diving into these texts and writing liturgy about them together. So we are also really excited for additional opportunities for you to engage in this podcast as listeners. More info on that coming, but pay attention for ways in particular that you might be able to gain access to written versions of what we've talked about, some additional liturgy options, even ways that you could engage with us and provide input into future episodes of the show. We're really excited for this community to kind of rekindle and hopefully expand so that we can continue to engage in the texts in ways that are not about domination and about power, but are about liberation and about love, and help us be guided by them through our daily lives.
I can't wait.
Me neither. So we will see you for our first episode this Wednesday, for Ash Wednesday, to start Lent, and you can start expecting to see us in your podcast feeds more consistently. So do us a favor, share this episode on social media, make sure you're subscribed and ready for those new episodes to hit your feed, and share us with someone you care about, someone who you think would enjoy listening alongside you. We're excited to get back to it. Seth, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Cool. Let's do it. We'll see you on Ash Wednesday.
Peace.